Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Preparers. Thank you so much for being in class with us today. My apologies, I have not gotten the list. It's called the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now. So I talked with Arjun. We were hoping to have that on the website. It did not happen. So if you'd like to send me, I have a bunch of requests. If you would like a copy of this 11-page report, I'll put it in a PDF format, and I will email it to you. So it's called the abbreviated list of items you should consider buying right now, and there are over 200 items. Actually, there are 220, and I'll just read very quickly a few of them. Generator, fuel for the generator, diesel, and I talk about diesel, gasoline, bread machine, pots and pans, which ones to get, water filtration, toilet paper, and I talk about the burn rate of toilet paper, what happens when friends visit, lighters or matches, propane, torch, candles, kerosene, lamps, 12-volt lighting, digital fever thermometer, spare disc type cells for your car, engine oil, plastic or metal, gasoline storage containers, Gerber power frame, knife, manual, can opener, plastic bottles to store water, vinegar, outdoor grill with propane, spare propane tanks, spare well pump control box, connectors, soap, triple antibiotic cream, Benadryl, activated charcoal for poisonous spider bites, hydrogen peroxide, nail clippers for removing splinters, 10X magnification loop for removing ticks and finding little splinters, probiotics, iodine for wounds, pulse oximeter, Ziploc freezer, storage bags, how to make your own hamburger patties, knife sharpening stone, 12-volt battery charger, spare key, house key, wasp spray, coffee, rainwater collection system, battery-powered radio, why you don't need one, water boots, sewing machine, needles and thread, a landline, and a plain old no-battery phone. That's just 49 or so of the items, of which there are 220. So just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. Instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at USAPrepares.com, and I'll make sure that you get that list. So my apologies for not getting it out sooner. I am overwhelmed. Greg Lesher's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. Good to be here. And I was just listening to that list, but there's a few items I would add to it, and one of them would be a rocket stove. Because with a rocket stove, mm-hmm. you can take a few little branches and cook an entire meal and do it quickly. Have you studied a rocket stove at all?
Yeah. Years ago, we even had an exhibitor at the Get Prepared Expo who was selling rocket stove kits, and they would fold up. And so you could take these four pieces of stamped steel and interlock them together in maybe 10 seconds, and you had a stove. And it would support a pot. You could put a pot right on top of it. And, yeah, and the idea is you get a really hot flame, small amount of wood, not a lot of smoke. It's like a jet engine kind of a thing almost.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a good thing to have. You know, I would also add in there all the food that you can possibly store, especially storable food, and as quickly as possible. I was in the Family Dollar the other day looking for some food, and you know, quick meals to travel with. And they went from four rows down to two rows, and those two rows were getting bare. And I said, what is going on? She says, well, we can't get anything. I say, well, I guess the supply chain's already hitting Family Dollar, and sure enough it was. And she doesn't know when they're going to, you know, get more.
Yeah. Well, we reported months ago that baby formula would be in short supply. And it was like, rough numbers, 15% out of stock condition on across the country. And then it was 23%. That was 44%. And then it was 55%. Today, after Joe Biden has jumped in and sent the Air Force over to pick some up from Australia to solve the problem, did a great job. Now it's at 74% out of stock condition across the country, baby formula. Way to go, Joe. You know, I was thinking this morning, I was in the shower, I was thinking, you know, that white noise of the you know, the high-pressure shower head, high-pressure, low-volume. So, you know, it's this white noise, and I can think kind of clearly. And I was thinking, so the situation is this. You're driving along in your car, and you got plenty of time. There's no hurry. You're not late for work or anything. It's a Saturday. So if you're fortunate enough to have a job, you don't have to worry because it's Saturday. You're not working anyway. And there's a sign ahead, and it said, turn right, one block, see Joe Biden live right now. So all you have to do is turn right, go one block, free parking, sign says free parking, and all you have to do is, instead of go straight, you turn right, you go one block, you park your car, and you get to see the president. Now my question to you is, would you do it? Or would you keep going?
If after a while they'll catch on, right?
If I had all day and I had nothing to do, which never happens, but if I had all day, time to kill, nothing to do, and I were bored, which, and that never happens either, I still wouldn't turn and go right. I'd keep going. Seriously, people don't, you know, chance to get to see the president. I was fortunate back in the 80s. I had a chance to meet a former president, Gerald R. Ford. And a bunch of guys, there's five of us, and we built a data center for a bank. And he was on the board of directors for this particular bank. And he came for the annual board of directors meeting, and we all wanted to show off this cool stuff that we built. You know, all the blinking lights and the glass walls and the big IBM supercomputers, and, you know, it was all there. And we had a chance to teach him about what we built, and we spent about 15 minutes discussing it with him. And actually, it wasn't a discussion. It was like we were telling him, and he was leaning so he wouldn't fall down, and because he had bad knees. And when we're all done, we asked him, you know, Mr. President, do you have any questions? I mean, we were talking about how many transactions, how many records, the data connections. You know, I built the data communications component that would connect to Ross Perot's data centers and other credit bureau services. And the links. I was in data communications, so I was in charge of that at this particular time in my life. And so we were telling him all about this, and we asked him, Mr. President, do you have any questions? And he said, just one. And what's the difference between hardware and software? Now, this is Gerald Ford, former president of the United States, guy with the red phone, and he's on the board of directors of a very large credit card bank. Actually, it's more the credit card bank was just a division of this large corporation. And he's on the board, you know, shaping the direction, forming the direction that we're going to take at the highest level of the bank. And he wants to know what the difference between hardware and software is. And I got to tell you, there's not a single bank in the United States of America at that time that didn't totally depend on computers. Not one. And he wanted to know the difference between hardware and software. He didn't get it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in a sea of jellyfish. I mean, critical thinking, any thinking at all, has just gone downhill to nothing. I mean, it's just, people are just going with the flow. They believe what they're told. They act on impulse. It's all about, you know, yourself. What a different time we're living in. What a different time. And if you're expecting it to get better, it's not. It's just going to continue to get worse. You know, one of the subjects, again, I wanted to talk about was water. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's been doing investigation to see what's in the water. And I'm not going to tell you, but let's just say if you're not feeling quite right, it's what you're drinking. And that includes the bottled water. They've been testing it all. And to get away with something like this is just mind-boggling. But, it's affecting your organs, your major organs. It's I noticed I've been feeling tired a lot more. And to tell you the truth, I'm not going to drink anything now that is not distilled. I don't care if they said it comes from a mountain or where it comes from. I'm not drinking it. Because they're adding stuff to it. And it's just beyond my comprehension that, you know, people could get away with it. If you have the opportunity, if you know someone who can test, that you trust, who has the equipment to test what's in the water, you might want to check. You know, I just saw an article the other day saying that they were finding antidepressants, prostate drugs and all kinds of things in the fish, because they've been dumping the sewage into the water, into the ocean, and the fish are picking it up. Now, if you can imagine that, just think what they're doing with the drinking water. What's going on in your drinking water? You know, even if you just take a normal little solar still, the old style, you can't afford a book, just get online and figure out how to build one. It's really not that expensive, and at least you'll be able to take care of your drinking water. Build one for each person in your family. But as for me, I don't want to shower in the stuff either. So I have been, you know, I've got a home system I put together. You know, I've given instruction on how to do that in that book, The Flat Top Solar Still. And it's that important to me because, you know, I've got a wife, I've got children, I've got family, and I want to see them live and I want to see them healthy. But it's just mind-boggling to talk to this person, and I'm only saying this to protect him, you know, his safety, because there are those out there who I'm sure would like to take him out, find out where it's coming from, who's doing the testing. But it's in the water. Back to you.
When we come back, I've got an exclamation point to put on what you just said about the water, what's in the water. Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And I've got a few questions after that to ask him about DEF, diesel exhaust fluid, diesel fuel prices, and grease and diesel engine oil.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Two items that are necessary to continue life the way we know it are coal and chlorine. And both of those are shipped almost exclusively by rail, trains, train cars. And without coal, we can't generate the electricity in the quantity that is currently being generated. We have coal-fired electric generation plants. Chlorine is really dangerous, extremely dangerous. It's so dangerous that in World War I, chlorine gas was used to kill people. People were gassed and shot and strafed and bombed and mortared. But they were also, they were gassed as well, chlorine gas. And so chlorine, the largest way or the most significant way of moving chlorine is via rail. 100% of the water treatment systems, municipal water treatment systems, use chlorine to kill the bacteria. It's so effective, it kills virtually everything on the planet. Chlorine can kill virtually everything on the planet. Insufficient dosage. So it's added to water at the municipal water treatment system because it kills the bacteria and the other biologicals that are living in the water. The average water treatment system has chlorine on hand. And when they get a month's worth at a time. So if you average that and you say, well, some are out of chlorine, some just got a delivery like a minute ago, the average would be 15 days, or roughly 2 weeks. So it's a 2-week supply of chlorine. on average across the United States in the water treatment plants, according to my logic. The rail system, because of an executive order from the big chair, and I don't fully understand this executive order, but is requiring the reduction of capacity in the rail system. So the trains can't move as much tonnage as they used to be able to because of this executive order. And yet, I don't fully understand the executive order. So because of that, the railroad companies are telling their customers, y'all are going to have to reduce what you ship because we can't ship it all anymore. So fertilizer, coal, chlorine are all affected, as well as other heavy items that are transported by rail. Everything's affected, 20%. Now, if the municipal water system is 100% dependent on chlorine to remove, or not remove, to neutralize or kill the pathogens in the water that can kill you, and they can't get the chlorine, there's a huge problem, right? And if there's a 20% reduction, that means if there are 10 people who want a glass of water, only 8 of them are going to get water treated by municipal water with a reduction in chlorine, which means reduce water. That's how I see it, which really means in the future, I think the people who run the municipal water treatment plants are going to be faced with, do we allow the pumping to customers at their homes and businesses water that is not sufficiently treated to kill the pathogens, or do we send them less treated water? Do we send them untreated water, or don't we send them water? Those are the choices. Pick one. That's what they're going to be faced with. And you're going to be at the receiving end at your faucet. Greg?
Yes, I have to agree with you. Pretty scary, isn't it? Have you, by the way, Vince, have you built one of those salt crackers that I put in my survival book?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm overwhelmed with
I can imagine.
Trying to survive.
Yes.
You know, today we are selling cows just to pay the bills. It's not a good situation. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry. An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month.
Walmart is opening four new distribution centers that will create 4,000 jobs. The retail giant says the locations will be in Joliet, Illinois, McCordsville, Indiana, Lancaster, Texas, and Greencastle, Pennsylvania. They'll be ready to go within the next couple of years. The pay? Up to $28 an hour. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks that the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And you better brace yourself.
Inflation and financial expert Steve Forbes on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
Point out there are two kinds of inflation, monetary, that comes when the Fed prints too much money, and non-monetary, when you get a situation like you shut down economies, disrupt supply chains, create shortages, and the prices go up. The Biden administration is doing that now, as you know, in a number of areas, including energy. If the Biden administration just would back off and the Federal Reserve would just keep the dollar stable, is the Federal Reserve believes the only way they can fight inflation is by slowing the economy down and perhaps having a recession. So when Joe Biden talks about transition, that's code for get ready for hard times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, so we're sending 2 trailer loads of cows to market today. We're not the only ones seeing this economic disaster that was engineered by a group of egocentric me-first people in Washington, D.C. You know, I mentioned that the country, I mentioned years ago, and it's probably the only guy to say it, that civil war has started combined with the Second American Revolution. All right, well, here are the numbers. So last year, there were 693, last year, 693 mass shootings in the United States. In 2014, there were 12,500 shootings. 12,500 in 2014. 2 years later, there's 15,000. In a year.
Yeah.
Vince, it's not it's not because we all own guns. It's because our society is deteriorating.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying this is the Civil War. It's already started, combined with the Second American Revolution. It is people are absolutely distraught. Their lives have been destroyed. So in 2014, there were 12,500 shootings. And I carry a gun. So I'm not saying guns are the problem. I'm saying the system is the problem. 2016, 2 years later, is 15,000 shootings, killing shootings in 1 year. And 5 years later, 2021, there are 21,000 shootings. So what does this mean? It's a problem of lack of education. It's a lack of opportunity. It's sending our jobs to China. It's removing the desire to work. You know, I can't get lime. We were unable to get lime for months. Well, it's going on 4 years now. We bought our own salt spreader truck, used, rusty. So that we converted it, so it could be converted to spread lime and put lime on our own fields because no one would spread lime for us. Used to hire a guy and, you know, or a company and say, I need X amount of tons of lime. And they would come out with these almost like dump trucks with spreaders on the back end. And they would spread lime on the field. And there was a cost for the lime and a cost for the spreading. But you didn't have to buy your own equipment to do it, and it's really expensive equipment. You know, if you buy it new, you're probably talking $100,000. Well, now I can't even get somebody to show up with a dump truck. I've been waiting for a couple of years now. Nobody wants to haul lime from a quarry, you know, drive the dump truck out to a quarry, get it loaded, and then dump it in a pile here on our farm. I'll take care of taking it out of the pile with a front end loader and put it in our spreader and spread it, but I can't get it to show up. And now, since I've been waiting, the price is, I'm sure, doubled or tripled. Greg, are you seeing any of this, you know, where you are in Utah, or is it just me?
No, it's everywhere. And after being in that third world country for a good month, wow. We're going to be a third world country. Well, actually, we're already starting to look like one right now. I mean, I'm seeing the same signs. I'm seeing the same things. Access, availability of products has just gone. It's just falling through the floor. Boy. And, you know, I wanted to mention something else about back to, you know, before we leave water. There's a lot of things in water that a filter just will not remove. And I think about the only thing you can do is distill it. And what you've got with distillation is new water. New water. You know how water has memory? Well, you end up with new water, as pure as it can be, and you can put in it what you want, what you desire. But anyway, everybody needs to start thinking about drinking distilled water, and it does not suck and leach the nutrients out of your body. That's an old wives' tale. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, you mentioned new water. And that's a really great concept. I'll tell you why, class. Okay, we have all the water we're going to get on this planet. We are absolutely not getting any more. No delivery truck is coming from out of our atmosphere and bringing us water. It's not going to happen. So what happens is the water we have, that's it. And the oceans evaporate the water. Goes into the sky, condenses, drops down as rain, and we use some. We perspire, we consume it, we eat food, and that liquid is either removed through excretion or perspiration. It goes back into the sky, comes back down. So it's recycled. We are bathing and drinking dinosaur pee. I mean, to be brutally frank about it, it's absolutely true. We all are. And we're pretty darn glad to be able to do it. But what's happened is it's been evaporated and it's been purified by the evaporation process. Except on the way back down, it collects all the, it goes through this pollution that's in the air. And when it lands on the ground, it gets more pollution. So Greg is absolutely right. The only way to get new water, it doesn't mean more water, it just means the purest that we can get is distillation. That's it, period. Because the distillation process is one that the water is evaporated, it rises as steam, it condenses when it hits a cool surface, and now you have new water. That's it. That's all there is to it. And it's been going on naturally, except the problem is we have contaminated so much of the earth that the water that has been filtered by the earth for millions of years is being consumed and wasted at a fantastic rate. And pretty soon we'll be flat out of it. There's plenty of water on there, on the surface of the earth. It's just almost none of it. I'm sorry. The vast majority is undrinkable.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not like, when the Native Americans were here and before all this industrialization, where you could put a bowl out and catch some rainwater and drink it without any fear at all. Just look at the skies, you know. Who knows what's coming out of those jets? As that lady at the UN meeting one time said, and I've got it on video, she said there are over 50 aerosol injection programs going on and not one of them is regulated. Don't you think it's time we regulate them? What does that tell you?
It's time we shut them all down. It's time we shut them all down.
And that's not going to happen.
I was livid about the subject I was discussing with an instructor yesterday off air, and I said, you know, the price of fuel is really high. It is really hurting Americans. No one needs to hop on a jet and read a book on vacation in Mexico or some other airplane destination just to get away. Nobody needs to do that. They may want to do it, but nobody needs to do that. And if they stopped doing that, we'd save a lot of fuel. And by saving fuel, and jet fuel is similar, not exactly the same, but similar in many ways to diesel. Well, if we stopped flying as much, and if the government said, all right, y'all, if Joe said, listen, the American people are hurting, we are going to increase the supply that's available to everybody by reducing what the government wastes in fuel, driving around and jet setting and flying to meetings and nonsense like that. If they were serious about it, Joe would say, y'all aren't flying anymore. There's no need to fly. Pick up the phone. And those meetings that you all go to, those junkets, you're not doing that anymore. If he did that, we would have more fuel and the price of fuel would come down. By how much, I don't know. But it would come down because it's as simple as supply and demand. You use less of it and there's more of a supply left. But we're wasting Joe.
I heard on the radio that there is no reason to raise the price of fuel. They're just doing it because they can. I heard that on the TV, in fact, on the news channel, and I haven't heard that since. Now they're just blaming it all on Russia. It's just easy to blame everything on Russia. Why, it's Putin's fault that we're having to pay these fuel prices. You know, they want a war so bad, they're doing a real good job of provoking one. But have you noticed, I look at pictures that I've taken, like in the high Uinta Mountains of Utah, of beautiful green forests. Those same pictures, if you go out and take pictures today, half of the trees out there are brown and dead. And they say, well, it's a beetle that's doing it. Well, a tree, just like a human, gets sick and has parasites in it when it is not healthy. Whatever they're doing to the air is making the trees sick. And, of course, a sick tree is easily invaded by, you know, parasites and insects and just basically sickness and disease. There are changes going on in this world that you and I can't stop. All we can do is prepare and do our best to take care of ourselves, make sure that we are not sick, we're not dying, make sure that what goes in our bodies is not polluted. And there are many ways to do it, but, you know, just like those trees in the forest, our population is in the same situation right now. And nobody's really saying anything about it. I know people around me that have been dying just at unheard of levels. Get back to you, Vincent.
During the Middle Ages, the peasants believed that, you know, they would talk to each other and, you don't have any bugs? How come you don't have any bugs? And people were really sick during the Middle Ages. You don't have any bugs on you? You don't have any lice? Fleas? You don't have any? They thought that if you had bugs, you were healthy because the bugs were attracted to the health, you know, healthy body. It was exactly the opposite. The people who had bugs were sick, and the bugs ultimately killed them, just like the trees. It's absolutely true. You can look it up. Greg, I don't know of anything that I can report that's good news. We have a leadership in Washington that is absolutely the worst in history.
The good news is you're on air.
Around and you know, if he were giving a speech and he saw an ice cream cone.
Heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So if you're wondering if we really are in the beginnings of a civil war, well, studyfind.com, 8 in 10 workers admit there was a survey of 500 delivery drivers. And they were asked, you know, about their behavior, and 80% of them said they admitted stealing customers' French fries or putting their fingers on someone's chicken. They've hooked up, which means have sex in the delivery truck. 25% of them have admitted to doing that. 23% admitted to customers' package. Some of them even admit, 9% admit urinating on or around a customer's house. Okay. This is Joe's America.
Well, an article I just saw, an alarming article I just saw, was how many hot dogs have human DNA in them. Don't ask me where it's coming from, but it's there.
You know, you mentioned people not thinking. I'm paraphrasing. You mentioned that earlier. And I'm going to read a quote. I've been meaning to say this all week. Quote, how fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think. End quote. Let me repeat. How fortunate for governments that the people they administer don't think. That's the quote. Y'all know who said it? Adolf Hitler.
There you go. And I'm pretty proud of that today, too.
Yeah, and nothing has changed.
No, nothing has changed. Government's the answer. Well, we're here to prove ourselves that we're worthy of something greater. And to follow these nutcases, psychopaths, is not going our career or worthy of much. If you really sit and think about it. You know, what are you doing to create a future for your children? You know, what are you doing? That's a question everybody needs to ask themselves. Are they going to be able to carry on? Right now, that's a pretty bleak thought. because I don't see many people who are even concerned about their children and their children's future. They're thinking more about themselves and my next meal, and that's going to become worse as the food starts to disappear. And I'm afraid we're going to see a lot more atrocities. And we're going, you know, and, you know, you asked about some good news. The good news is that we're still on air. We're still being able to communicate, and people are still listening, and people are still waking up to the awful realities that we are faced with. That's some good news. But it's not very happy news, is it?
No, I'd like to read very quickly an email. I've received several. And it's nice to get these emails like this. Here's just one example, and it's from a guy named Jerry. And it says, subject, items to consider buying. Quote, Professor Finelli, thank you for all of your valiant efforts to educate the GDP. I, for one, being part of the SDP, sorta dumb public, have gained considerable knowledge from the years you have been broadcasting. You have also inspired me to obtain several new skill sets. Thank you in advance for the document you're about to send me. I know from many years of experience and hard-earned lessons. Many years of experience and hard-earned lessons are in the list. I do not take your efforts lightly. Sincerely, Jerry A. Myers, Texas.
Okay. Now, congratulations.
He addressed it to me, but he really means, I'm putting words in his mouth, Jerry, please excuse me, that he's thanking all of the instructors.
Well, congratulations. You know, there's some success right there, you know.
Well, yeah.
We've got brothers and sisters out there who are taking advantage, and they are thinking about the future, and they're thinking about their children.
And what he admitted, in this letter to me is he said, quote, I, for one, being part of the SDP, sort of dumb mm-hmm. public. Those are his words, not mine. So what he's saying is he is fixing it. He is fixing the confusion that he had because he's been misled. That's how I read this. He's taking action. He is acting on the information that he's receiving, and he's doing something to make everything
praise
better
Lord.
For him and his family. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Jerry Myers, I appreciate what you emailed me. Class, do you have any comments? I'd love to hear it. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Greg, thank you so much. See you next Friday.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.